The Lord says in this place, do not be afraid of new moves and new direction. Do not be afraid of deep water. Do not be afraid of new hallways and of new direction. If you allow me, I will paint you with my presence. I will paint my presence over you so that when people see you, they will not see you, but they will see my presence. And they will yield and they will submit to my presence in you and on you. For favor will come and answered prayers will come. What way to go? I give you an unction. How to do it? I give you an anointing. But my presence right now is being painted on you, front and back, side to side. You're being painted with a paint that will never chip, that will never come off. The devil has no paint thinner that can rub it off. You are forever stained by this moment, painted by this moment of worship today. Hallelujah.
Give him praise.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Give him praise. You got something?
Yeah.
Turn it loose.
Yeah. Yay. What I did yesterday, I can still do today. For I'm a God that I change not. Yeah. Haven't you read in my word that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? My work is done through you, if you let me. So honor me, serve me with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and you'll see greater days ahead.
Who told you you wasn't gonna make it? Who told you you was gonna be too late? Who told you you couldn't go there? My word is the last word. I speak over you right now, telling you, you're not here in vain, but those words that were spoken over you will come alive, and you will see things that you have never seen before. So lift your hand and lift your voice and rejoice for a brand new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, help me praise him. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Somebody help me praise him. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 And on the basis of all that, I heard the Spirit of God say, somebody just arrived. You heard that? So there may be some way you were trying to get to. But you come into praise and worship, and the Holy Ghost says, you just arrived. Thank God. Receive it. Stop looking at the other person. When the Hakatele Basaya, when the Lord is speaking, I always say he's speaking to me. Stay open. Stay open. There's somewhere somebody was trying to get to. And he said, you have arrived. He see Kapati, he wait not by time. He control everything. So when we create an atmosphere like this for him to move, that's why I had those two men of God. I told him, said, see what the Lord's saying. I'm going to do it more. So you better start praying. You got to let the gifts flow. Isn't this wonderful? Did you get blessed? More and more and more. And then people who've been trying to get somewhere just arrive. See, I just say what he tell me to say, you see. He said, tell them to just arrive. Who got enough authority to tell me I can arrive? I've arrived in God. Hallelujah. All right, let's get in the word. Let's go to work. Good job. Good job. Good job. Glad to see everybody. Glad you're here. My sons and daughters from all over the world. I'm glad you're here. We have a message this morning for you that is apostolic. So it's going to take a little while to get it open. Virgin territory. Hallelujah. You back better? You back better? Yeah. Better. Yeah, I receive. Anybody who's having back trouble, your back ought to be better. Yes, sir. All them folks I laid hand on, I'd be wasting my hand. Receive. I mean, you feel a little better, shout. Praise God. Wasn't that wonderful this morning?
Yeah.
Amen. What a fellowship. Now, Father, I know you have divine intention in our midst this morning. And I know the intention cannot be carried out without the name of Jesus and cannot be carried out without the assistance of the Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, in no way we want to grieve you or quench you in any way. Or let you flow in the service like you want to flow, that you can reveal the Son and the Son can reveal the Father to us. Men and women have traveled long distance to be here this morning. And we're here to hear direction from you. So we are thankful. We praise and honor you that everybody have ears to hear and hearts to understand. Revelation knowledge will flow. The anointing will back it up. We'll know exactly what to do. We pray for churches everywhere. Men and women of God meeting all over the world right now. Our brothers and sisters, some we have never seen. We're thankful for men and women of God who are preaching the gospel. We're so thankful in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say it. Amen. Amen. Get your Bible. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. Turn to Romans chapter 8 and recognize that you're stepping off in almost spiritual virgin territory. It's an apostolic setting of government in the spirit world that the church missed out on. We're going to read scripture to show how we missed out on it, but we're coming back to it. But I want to read a particular verse in Romans chapter 8. This verse, I read over this verse many times over the years in the 19th verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creatures waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. That manifestation moved into a new realm and a new dimension by the Spirit. That children of God, the children of God, somewhat have never seen this realm. This apostolic sonship manifestation. Apostolic sonship manifestation. Now, it don't seem exciting to you, I know, because we've been, go back to Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 11 through 16 describes where you should be and you are not. at large. Some of us have stepped out in power and stepped out in grace and stepped out in the love of God and stepped out in faith. Yes, we've been aiming to walk with God, talk with God, but yet, by the same token, there's a robbery going on. It's a robbery because Satan used satanic demonical wisdom to override the church where the pulpit wasn't in place to give you your full power or your full ability as sons and daughters of God, because each one of y'all should walk in that apostolic sonship. It's a government that is strong. It's people. Go to Ephesians 4. When you read it now, you're going to see it. It's so strong, but Satan used an arm to cut it off. We're talking about apostolic sonship manifestation. So therefore, I want to tell you something going to change in your life after this morning. Your wisdom, you write down yourself, or write yourself a note, my wisdom is about to change. For better, let me say it another way. Your life light is about to get brighter. Your life light is about to get brighter. The light has been there all the time, but Satan, by robbing the fivefold ministry gifts and cut off the apostle and the prophet, he cut them all. I mean, we talked about them, but we didn't really know how diligent they're supposed to be in our lives, how much fire they're supposed to start burning in us, and how make the light brighter by revelation, not by might, nor by power, but by his spirit. That we don't have to be praying an hour and a half for a 45-second job in the spirit. In other words, things will start changing because listen what the Holy Ghost just said. Satan will start to be deducing in your life. Reducing in your life in a few moments. In other words, the power he had, you're going to look him straight in the eye. Say, no more. I know who in control here. Not you. I'm in control. In the name of Jesus, take your hand off my child. There's another in apostolic sonship. When he said that to me, I said, I never heard that. Apostolic sonship. Jesus, I'm going to look at Jesus in a few minutes. Jesus was an apostolic son. And he constantly fulfilling spiritual places on earth that no one has never walked in before. I see new steps in your life. Listen to what I'm hearing. I see you talking with a new voice. I see all satanic forces obeying you from now on. When you talk to your God voice, when you talk to your Jesus voice, when you talk to hear the Holy Ghost voice, when you talk to hear the Word voice, come on, y'all help me here now. God, dog, got you talking with the voice of God, the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Holy Ghost, the voice of the Word. I mean, the Word, the Bible become your Word. Your prayer is going to be different. Your prayer is going to be different. Your meditation is going to be different because you're going to be in a different position. It's so clear in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, the apostolic lifestyle that every believer is designed to live. But first of all, how Satan cut it off? He cut it off at the 11th verse. You cannot function in apostolic sonship with just a pastor.
I know
it hurt because most of us was Baptists, you know. I know it hurt. I was Catholic and Baptist. I was saying Hail Mary. Everybody else was saying Hail Mary. Until I found out, Mary, you better sit yourself down here and start saying Hail of Jesus with me. I know it's upset some people. That's all right. They need to get upset. Now, in a few moments, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. Because there's going to have to be, oh my, there's going to have to be a shifting. Some things going to have to be shook out of you and shook in you. You're a whole lot more powerful than you have been. And some of y'all are powerful. Some of y'all pray. I know y'all got power. You're a whole lot powerful than that. You follow what I'm saying? That sonship, and it reads here. You see in the 11th verse, how he gave some apostles. Where they at? I'm talking about you as a child of God walking, listen very carefully now, walking in real spiritual government. When you talk, every demon hear you. They know you know what you're talking about, and they know who you represent, and they know you know who you are. They know you got blood, power working in you. They know you got a name that's above every name that belongs to you, and they know you know. They can't stop you no more. I'm going to make a statement. The devil will not stop you another day in your life. I'm making a statement in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the power of the cross and by the power of revelation knowledge of who you are, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Where is it now? If you would pay attention, the Lord designed everyone under the sound of my voice here, and many hundreds, thousands listening, to live a life of glory. Yes. Not just telling a story. Yes. Not just manifestation. Listen very carefully. Not just manifestation, but also a whole lot of demonstration. Man, she know the Lord, huh? When she say something, she believe it. I don't know, the Lord's kind of talking directly this morning. He says, you ain't putting up with that no more. Oh, y'all missed it. I'm going to back, Leroy. You're not putting up with that anymore. Otherwise, he just shut something down in your life. Because you just stepped in a new position. I'm an apostolic son. Prayer life, your meditation life, all of your life should change. Sit down, let me finish reading it. Huh? Hallelujah. See, when you're talking about living in the, I'm going back to Ephesians. I got to come back. I got four scriptures I got to read. Living in the power of the apostolic sonship. Now, somebody, it might be a little strange, apostolic. What do you mean apostolic sonship? The teaching, the revelations, the impartations that God wanted to get to you as his children. Satan cut off the apostle and the prophet. And so we have not been foreseen like we should see. Yes. major problems are going to be cut off at the headland. And not going to even be able to get down in the field to disturb your crop. There's a term I want to use in the spirit that the spirit just give it to me. I pray it come over. You're going to be anointed enough to stop it before it starts. See, because you have the foresight to see prophetically what you've been robbed of, the apostle and the prophet, those office, it's just office, but those office had a divine design in them to cause you to rule and reign on earth by revelation and anointing. And you've been robbed of it. You've been pastor, evangelist, and teacher, which are not bad, but they're supposed to be under somebody. So your pastor should supposed to be under an apostle and a prophet. Now, I'm going to say something, and you can just act ugly as you want, but I'm going to say it. All of y'all know something missing. I don't care if you pray 90 hours a week. You know something missing. What the, compared to what the word's saying and what's happening in your life, something missing. Even though you may be getting along good, you know what I'm saying? But you know you're supposed to be more powerful when you talk to, like my son, when you talk to a blind man, he's supposed to be able to see. I don't like that. When I talk, I want him to see. But the church expectation, oh my, has been raped. We say we believe in it, but yet we accepting it. There's some things we just accepting. We just walk away. No, we ought to turn around and get mad and say, no, I told you leave. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. You have to know you have that type of authority. You see what I'm saying? Stop being just being a church member going to church. Have church in the back of the car. Where you sit, you got power. Now, this is not a teaching. So pay attention. This is an impartation going on. And we got a lot of catching up to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm about, the Lord told me, said, no, you, I don't know, even in this camp meeting, he said, I want you to teach and preach. It's something you can't teach. You got to say it with force. Just let it go, man. I ain't talking about hooping and hollering. I'm talking about preaching. I'm talking about words get so powerful you can't stay in your seat. I feel it like it coming on me right now. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's time. You know what I'm about to say here is sad, but I'm saying it's time for God's people to go free. It's time for us to be walking down the supermarket and somebody fall out just because we passed by. They fell out because they passed by you. We can't go in the store and be regular shoppers. You're born of his spirit. Washed of his blood. See, another spirit settling down in you right now.
Yes.
Anything could happen up in you. And we in charge. In the name that's above every name. Yeah. Give me some water, boy. I'm getting hoarse and everything up here. Hallelujah. Say it three times. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
And he's helping me right now.
And he's helping me right now.
I dare you. I dare you take a real anointing for... Why don't you say it? I dare you take a real anointing for a regular anointing. I dare you. Set you up with some kind of expectation.
Yes.
For visitation.
Yes.
Here's some of the things going to happen to you. Write them down. Your wisdom going to change. Your discernment is going to change. Your anointing is going to change. And I like this one coming up here. Unfolding supernatural mysteries are going to change in your life. You're going to begin to unfold all supernatural mysteries that is in your life that God want to give you a promotion, but he can't give it without you. Because if you get the promotion and don't have the unfolding of the mystery, the promotion is going to destroy you. There are some people believe in God for promotion. God want to promote you, but you got to get the mystery with it. The mystery hold you in position that you rule the promotion and the promotion don't rule you. Now, let me see if y'all getting it. Somebody just got promoted. How can you say that, Apostle? See, revelation does not come without promotion. But what was added on now by you understanding promotion called for deeper devotion. Sit down, write that down. Sit down, write that down. Some of y'all about to be promoted. See, because the Holy Ghost just told me. I just heard it. He says, "If your devotion increase, your promotion can increase, because the devotion take care of promotion, the promotion don't take care of devotion." Can you become a multi-millionaire, everything paid for, and still be at church on Sunday morning? Can you still sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that save a wretch like me? Can you still pray them, but you don't have to ask them for no money or nothing? Just say, thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. Already got it. Hallelujah. So the church robbed itself of this type of promotion we're talking about when she began to organize, structuralize, normalize, religiousize, to set up a program in the church. There's too many programs. Huh? Watch me now, I'm about to say something about your life. God taught all your process. He's not a process God, he's a progress God. From now on, your life will not be run by process. Your life gonna be run by progress. Oh, y'all. Oh, shut up on y'all. Do you know what the Holy Ghost just said? See, I didn't come up here with that. I came, he woke me up early this morning. I said, I'm just gonna go whatever you tell me to say. He said, I want to know about Apple. See, because it haven't dawned on you. apostolic sonship. I'm going to show you Jesus in his in a few moments and show you how Paul, but I'm showing you not how Paul taught about it. You see here in Ephesians again? If the 11th verse, Satan said, if I can cut the 11th verse down, I can cut the 12th verse out. Satan said, I don't have to deal with the whole chapter. Let me get one man voice out of position and let them think they're doing it right. But because they're not doing it right, they can't go to the 12th verse. Not like we should. See, the 12th verse says, for the perfection of the saint. So we cannot be fully perfected by not understanding the apostolic. See, the apostolic government, say government. The prophetic is foreseen. So the trap supposed to get tripped before you walk in it. Because you saw the trap. You saw when he said it. And you walk right up to it and throw a stick on it, let a stick trip it. It don't catch you. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Y'all won't take me back to a pastor. No, I ain't going back. Because we got to overpower this thing. I'm not putting pastors down. I am a pastor. I'm not putting them down, but I'm sad being a pastor by myself without having an apostle anointed. He there is right there, Columbus, Ohio. His church, his ministry and train. Because he submitted. And him and I are both under the apostleship. Not by no one person, you know, I'm all this. No, it's about how God set it up, baby. For the perfection of the saint. What do you mean by the perfection of the saint? Maturing, thank you. It means you can live holy. Yes. Yes, you can live holy. Who said you couldn't be sanctified? See, that's an excuse. For Satan to get his hand on you. Amen. No, you can live a consecrated life, baby. Yes. But it has to be by the Holy Ghost. Yes. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
For the work of the ministry. Y'all want me and Pastor David to do all the ministry work. Y'all, go ahead, Pastor. I'm going to the beach. No, we're training y'all for ministry.
Yes.
Training y'all to tear devil's head off. When you walk in a room and know who you are. For the edifying of the body of Christ, we need to be built up.
Yes.
I like that statement, joy unspeakable.
Yes.
For the, you like that?
Yes.
Well, say it then, joy.
Joy unspeakable.
When the last time you had some?
Wow.
When the last time you drank some joy unspeakable? My. Michigan, I'll get you. Manifesting your apostolic sonship on daily basis. Operating consistently into the will of God, the glory of God, the grace of God, and the truth of God, operating consistently by the power of God, the will of God, the glory of God, the grace of God, and the truth of God. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, you make a note and read it over. It's about results. Now turn to Acts 20. I'm going to show it to you, Claire. What happened or what didn't happen? 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 Something didn't happen called that what happened that's not to happen. In Acts chapter 20, an apostle talking to pastors. Pastor about to leave. And he said to the pastor, now y'all gonna have to handle it like I told y'all, or you're gonna rob the people.
Yeah.
And they're coming, the wolves coming, but they can't handle a real anointed. Next time Satan come after you, you're gonna be wearing an anointing. And you're gonna ask him, who you talking to? You recognize? Or he approached Jesus. Approaching is not the problem. The approaching is not the problem. He's gonna approach everybody. But the one who he's approaching, how you gonna respond? If your left leg hurt, pray them for your right leg. And the left one will stop hurting. Now watch what I'm not gonna preach long anymore now. A half hour or more, I'm almost through. I got what, 5 more times to preach. Give me 3 hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank God. They say, God, thank you, the apostle teaching me the truth. I gotta get that Baptist out here, Methodist, Catholic, Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal. I gotta get all that out because you're talking in tongues, you think you can do everything. I gotta get that out of you and get back and get in your sonship right. Then you can talk in tongues. Then you can be Pentecostal. Then you can be full of gospel. Then you can dance all over the floor, but have a life to back your dance up. Man, come on, who with me in here?
Yes.
I'm almost through, so you don't have to worry about me preaching all day. I rest too. Now the Lord in here, I've been in the spirit in the presence of God before. I sent the Lord in here, ministering to some people right now, and some damaging hurts is about to leave. You most probably haven't done anything wrong. It's Satan that set you up. He actually scared of you. Because he know if you hear the truth, you're going with it, baby. And he know how powerful you're going to be. And you're not just a religious stance. You understand what I'm saying? Now, let me try to get this to you in my closing.
Hallelujah!
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
That's what we come here for, to praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
I haven't been all I should be, Lord, but I'm still here. Planning on going further. I heard the old Baptist statement. I think the Baptists come up with that statement. Somebody came up with it, he'll never let you down. I don't know if you ever been in a tight spot. Looked like there was no way out. It seemed like somebody with unseen hand. It seemed like somebody with power that this world can't deny. Somebody come along and mention the name of Jesus. You say his name is above every name. Somebody say, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Do you have that name in your life today? Nobody don't want but your opa can't know, but need a lope out to do it. Nobody want to know what your name is. But tell them you got a name. I got a second name. My name not only Leroy. But I got a name that be with me all the time. A name called Jesus. Do you wear that name? Have you used that name lately? Have you told your enemy you have already lost the battle? The name I'm carrying have been to the cross, been to the grave, got up out of the grave, and declared all powers in your hand. Children, we need to hear a little preaching every now and then. Well, Lord, a good name, a name that no other name can hold out, a name that can answer any question, anything you're dealing with. Right now, whatever you're dealing with, I want you to listen very closely, because that name is loose in this house right now. A name that works above shame. I don't know if you ever made any mistake in your life. I have. But that name brought my name out of shame and told me, I love you. I love you in spite of what you did. I come to set you free. Anybody need to be forgiven before? Anybody had made a mistake and they needed forgiveness? Did that name do you for you? You see, that name will wash you and make you clean. Because in that name is a blood trail. A blood trail from Calvary. But he paid for all our sins. I'm glad today that I know I don't have to bear my sin. He bared my sin for me. And I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tell somebody you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. I'm gonna scream something now. I'm gonna see if you hear or not. Be healed. What he said? What he said? Be healed now. I'm gonna scream something else. Be broke no more. You want to hear it? You want to hear it? Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Sowing, choke on. If you want to kill all your debt, sowing, chokes on. So I decree all of y'all out of debt. No, y'all ain't shouting. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. I say everybody in here out of debt. Sowing, choke on. Ask the person next to you, you believe that? Ask them. Well, tell them to act like it. Shout then. Shout. Give God praise. Shout and give God praise. I went to the mailbox, and money always coming to the house. Used to be bills, but money come now. And used to didn't want to go to the mailbox. And so I had an envelope from one of my sons. He was a $5 giver. I mean, that boy, he was faithful in his giving. He did it for years. And I opened the envelope up, and it was $5,200. Wait a minute. What the $5,000 was? He started off with $1. Oh, he started off with $1. Then he went up to five. I mean, he was faithful at it, though. And then this check here now, the check, and I'm going to show you how I missed something. The check was $5,200-something, cashier's check. So I told my wife, I said, look, I'm not going to call his name. I said, look at this boy started out with $5. This boy done sent a $5,200-something cashier's check. My wife, and I'm sitting in the recliner, my wife said, you didn't look at the whole thing. I said, what? She said, two other checks under there. Well, another was $1,000 what? $1,000 and another one what? So that's all together, that's five. How much is it, Leroy? Five, six, seven. $7,500. He started out as a dollar. But he was faithful to that dollar. He sent that dollar. I go to the mail about that dollar, be there almost every day. Then because of that, he said, thank you for being so faithful, you and your wife. He says, I've been trying to get my three grandchildren. Something, I don't know, deal went on. And it wasn't working out the other way. So I tried to get them so me and my wife could take custody of them. He said, I got them. See, this came up in my preaching today, but sowing chokes all on. My wife and I sold our way out of debt, sold this ministry out of debt. He's sowing or on. You're either on or you're sowing. If you are or, you haven't sold enough. I remember on our jet, we had a balloon note on it. How did it went, honey? I don't know if Leroy and Mama know the business. The jet cost how much, Leroy?
$10.5 million.
And then what they wanted after many days, how much? Balloon note. Y'all heard it. Anybody heard? Don't act like y'all know what a balloon note is. In how much? 10 years? Yeah, they never saw the balloon note. That happened years ago. I'm just telling you, this happened how you just sow your way, you know, sow your way that you owe no more. Sowing is the greatest, especially if you're in a good church. Sow. Now you got some silly members in the church going to look at you like you stupid. When you come back with your titles in your hand, they'll find out who's stupid. All right. Let me close. I've been around preacher hour. I want to show you this revelation before I close. Here in Acts. It was in the book of Acts, wasn't it? I want to show you this because I used to read this and didn't understand it, but now I understand it. Acts chapter 20, and we're going to close. I'm going to read and then we'll close. We're going to come, we'll close. Acts 20, verse 27. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock. Now, there's the other apostle talking to pastors. He's about to leave them. He said, now I told you everything you need to know. He said, now take heed, therefore. Look who he told him first, though. But I mean, verse 20, you got to see it. Verse 27. Who, take heed to who?
Yourself. Come on.
I had a preacher. I hope he's listening. He's wearing a nice suit. He just is straightened up, don't wear his necktie. I told him, call him, tell him, put that necktie on. I told you, men, y'all need to dress. That's holy. Don't dress like no football player or no basketball player. Go ahead and dress. See, well, ain't nobody want to come to your church. I don't care.
Right. Come on.
You want to make a hoe out of Jesus, just do what they want to do. No. I think you take time and respect him.
That's right.
You follow what I'm saying? Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock. All the flock. Don't have nobody in there too cheeky. Think they're too big, they can't be talked to. Look, over thee was the Holy Ghost have made you overseer, not the board of directors. To feed the church of God. You know, a pastor under elders can't really be a pastor.
That's right.
The elders supposed to be under the pastor.
That's right.
And the pastor supposed to be under an apostle.
Right.
Which he had purchased with his own blood. For I know, now he telling him, I'm about to leave, but this is the way I want you to take care of the churches. For I know this, that after my departing, so some nice little ladies going to come and help you get everything. No, grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And look what happened. Look at the 30th verse now. Look what the 30th verse. Because this can happen in the church if the church don't have the right overseer. And also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things, draw away disciples after them. Now, I'm the apostle of this church. And if I say we need to dress, we need to dress.
Yes,
I ain't for no vote.
Yes.
I do what I want to do. I just come serve the Lord. You serving the Lord and you serving under my leadership.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Don't come telling me tomorrow. I just come, you know.
Come on.
I think a woman should dress a certain way.
Yes.
Don't come with all your legs out. I had a woman at a convention. I had a woman at a convention one time. I said, man, I could go set her down. But she leaned a little bit. Oh, Lord. Go set her down. She left half her dress home. Now, these men are men of me. So they need to have some respect. I mean, a man is a man. He going to look. And nothing but dressing nice. I don't mind you dressing nice, you know. But don't put something on. How I got in all this? Well, I guess we're growing, huh? Hallelujah. Let me try to finish reading this. I'll finish another time. I keep getting down. Come on, son. I keep getting tied up. I get into something else. Living the power of apostolic sonship manifestation with wisdom, discernment, anointing, and unfolding. I don't know if I told you the last one. I told unfolding supernatural mystery.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you get that. Meditate on that.
Yes.
Meditate on that.